Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Wednesday, May 5th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They will take up and consider 97 total bills, including 55 for the first time. The most notable of these bills are the Heartbeat Bill or Senate Bill 8 by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes of Mineola. It's sponsored by State Representative Shelby Slauson, a Republican from Stephenville in the House. The bill would prevent abortion procedures after a fetal heartbeat is detected, while also giving anyone standing to sue anyone who performs or aids in providing an abortion. A similar bill was filed last session, and though it had over 60 Republican co-authors in the House, it was never granted a hearing in the House Public Health Committee. Senate Bill 8 is a priority of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's. It's also a legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas. A bill increasing the criminal penalties for obstructing a highway is being heard again today. This bill authored by State Representative Stephanie Click, a Republican from Fort Worth. This bill was originally heard last week, but was recommitted back to committee to fix errors in the bill. This is a priority of Speaker Dade Phelans. Similarly, the bill seeking to ban public camping by State Representative Giovanni Capriglione is back. It was also recommitted back to committee after a point of order was called when it was considered for the first time last week by the House. House Bill 492 by Democrat State Representative Gene Wu of Houston would limit the use of warrants that authorize no-knock raids if passed today. Another abortion-related bill is being heard, this one authored by State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, and it would seek to prohibit abortions altogether. The Senate companion will likely be brought up instead, as it's already passed the Senate, and it's authored by State Senator Angela Paxton. Republican State Representative Todd Hunter has a bill relating to preventing human trafficking on the calendar. His bill would establish crimes and civil prohibitions to deter people younger than 18 years of age from being near a sexually oriented business. It also prevents the businesses from entering into a contract with persons younger than 21 years of age for employment. The Tim Tebow bill is up on the floor today as well. This bill is authored by State Representative James Frank, a Republican from Wichita Falls, and would allow homeschooled students to participate in UIL activities if they're eligible, assuming their school district allows for it. Similar bills have been filed in the past but have never gotten through the legislative process. The House Judiciary and Civil Jurisprudence Committee will be hearing Senate Concurrent Resolution 41 by State Senator Drew Springer, a Republican from Munster, today. This resolution would ultimately urge Congress to propose a constitutional amendment for the states to then ratify to keep 9 justices as the set number of justices on the Supreme Court of the United States. The House Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee will also be meeting this morning, and they're hearing a bill by State Senator Don Buckingham, a Republican from Lakeway. The bill would increase criminal penalties for people who participate in a riot, while also providing avenues for restitution for any resulting property damage. The overall Senate convened at 8 a.m. this morning, and they've had several bills on their intent calendar, to include Senate Bill 1254 by State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood. This bill would create an interstate compact focused on border security and immigration enforcement. Ultimately, the compact would need only to be approved by Congress, not the president, to become federal law, granting participating states in the compact the right of relevant federal jurisdiction. Constitutional carry is on the intent calendar as well, and House Bill 1927. Expect it to be brought up imminently. This is, of course, a Republican Party of Texas priority. As an update to legislative priorities moving through the legislative process, Governor Abbott's emergency legislative priority relating to broadband expansion in House Bill 5 has now passed both chambers. A conference committee was appointed to iron out the differences between the bill that passed the House and when it came back from the Senate with additional amendments. The Damon Allen Act or bail reform bill authored by State Representative Andrew Murr, a Republican from Junction, passed the House yesterday. This is another priority of Governor Abbott's. The Senate version of the bill passed its chamber a few weeks back. It's unclear with the upcoming deadlines as to which bill will make it through the entirety of the process. House Bill 6, or the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill, authored by State Representative Briscoe Kane, a Republican from Deer Park, was scheduled to be considered by the overall House on Thursday, May 6. This is a priority of Governor Abbott's, as well as Speaker Dade Phelans. It's likely a bill that will be substituted when it's brought up to that of Senate Bill 7, authored by State Senator Brian Hughes. If you recall, last week when Senate Bill 7 was considered in the House Elections Committee, it was effectively gutted and replaced with the entirety of House Bill 6, now making it germane and having the ability to bring it up on the floor to replace House Bill 6 altogether. The bill requiring that sports be played by the appropriate sex listed on your birth certificate failed to pass out of the House Public Education Committee yesterday. This is a priority of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's. The chairman of the committee, State Representative Harold Dutton, a Democrat from Houston, had previously indicated it wouldn't even get beyond his committee. Notably, Dutton voted present or effectively did not vote, and State Representative Dan Huberty, a Republican from Humble, was absent when the vote was taken, meaning there was not enough votes to pass it out of committee. It's unclear whether the bill will be reconsidered. Late yesterday evening, the Texas Pandemic Response Act, or House Bill 3, by State Representative Dustin Burroughs, a Republican from Lubbock, passed out of the House State Affairs Committee unanimously, even though it had been left pending there since March 11th. The bill that passed was a revised committee substitute. It will now move to the House Calendars Committee and likely be put on the calendar for the whole House to consider here soon. This is a priority of Speaker Dade Phelans. The original bill as filed created an uproar amongst conservative activists that took issue with the continued codification of disputed authorities of the governor, among other provisions. Today is day 114 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just total 27 days left. With self-imposed House deadlines coming next week, expect that the calendars will start to stack up as the House becomes unable to get through the entirety of a calendar on a legislative day. This is the normal time in session when delay tactics are used by both parties, employing an unofficial strategy called chubbing, or running out the clock before the deadlines hit. Expect frivolous amendments, points of order, and incessant questioning from the back mic when compared to normal House proceedings. The House will schedule a full calendar for Friday, and they've already scheduled a local and consent calendar for consideration on Saturday of this week. Well, that's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Take care.